Alright, Kuf Tzadik Beis. I initially skipped Kuf Tzadik Beis. It's not something that's not so it's noyig on a monthly basis. But nevertheless, the Dino Kuf Tzadik Beis are noyig bizman hazeh, and therefore we will learn the Dino Kala hanichneses l'chupa. The rules of a Kala before the wedding. The beginning of the siman talks about something called dam chimud. But dam chimud is uterine bleeding. It's bleeding that comes from the uterus, which has the din of dam nida. And it comes because of the chimud, the excitement of the woman to whom a man just proposed, and they agree to get married. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that when a chassid proposes to a kala, he's got to wait at least a week to get married, which typically is not that much of an issue because the mother of the kala needs at least 3 months to get ready for the wedding. The issue of dam chimud, first of all, is not something which medically I think we understand today. Today we do have that women who have some type of emotional experience, like getting engaged, it very often does affect their cycle. As a matter of fact, when we try to calculate and plan a chuppah to avoid a chuppah's nida, so usually what I do, and I think most people who are asked to help with this, is I calculate twice. I calculate once based on her normal cycle, and then once based on a 28-day cycle, assuming that the cycle will become shorter. And then we try to pick a date that would be good both ways, within the window. So let's say our normal cycle is 32 or 33 days. So we calculate both ways and try to pick a date that will be good both ways, because we see that it's common for women to have a shorter cycle. Now, over the last 15 years, it's much more common that the kalas go on the pill to regulate their cycles. And therefore, people don't knock on our doors anymore to make this calculation because they want to play it safe and be sure it's not a chuppah neither. Nevertheless, the metzius, the fact that a person who's not using any type of pill to regulate gets a shorter cycle is something that we see. We know it happens many times when women go through other periods in their lives which are, for one reason or another, which are life-changing or life-altering things. They move or take a new job or do things which make them nervous. What? In the Megillah of it, Tischalchel HaMalka B'Kir, but that's different, you see. What I'm talking about is what we see today. In the time of Chazal, the metzius was that a woman who had an emotional experience would bleed right there, like Vatischalchel HaMalka B'Kirba, like it says by Esther, that from the aggravation she was pierced in either. So there was such a metzius where these things happened suddenly. To my knowledge, I'm not aware of it today. It's one of the many things where Nishtana HaTivim, where the human nature has changed. And therefore, we don't see the Dam Chimud as a practical consideration so much. But nevertheless, as we know, Shtei Alfim Torah, the Torah of the middle 2,000 years stays with us. And the halachas that we're going to learn apply very much Bizman Hazeh.
If you propose to her and then you get married a week later, I understand. But if you propose to her 6 months ago or 3 months ago, what happened a week before the chasm?
Why there's no dam chimud the week before?
Why is there a chashat dam chimud more this week than the last few months?
There is none.
There was no sudden change.
There is no dam chimud. Dam chimud is the sugya of dam chimud is only when a person proposes. Afterwards, there's no chashat dam chimud. If he proposed to us 6 months ago or 3 months ago, there's no chashat dam chimud in the week before the wedding.
Well,
there, all right, there are two chashashas of dam chimud we're going to learn about. Hopefully we get them both today. There are two chashashas of dam chimud. There's one dam chimud which comes from when you propose, which is what I'm talking about. The Ramah in Siv Beis, we'll discuss the second type of Dam Chimud, which is what you're talking about, that's Noyig for in the days before the wedding. So let's take it one at a time. We're talking now about this Dam Chimud, the Dam of when a person proposes. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch. This is a Gemara in Nida. Dav Samach Vav, Tavua Li Nasei, V'nispaisa. If a man proposes to a woman and she is agreeable to getting married, Tzricha Leishev. Leishevis? Leishev, is that male? Zayin Nikia. So she has to wait 7 days, 7 clean days. Ben Gedayla Ben Ketana, tremendous chiddush. Even if she's a Ketana, she never experienced a regular period before. But Dam Chimud, she might experience Dam Chimud. So she needs Zayin Nikiyim, Ben Gedayla Ben Ketana. Afilu Bodka Atzma B'Shas Tviya, U'matza Tairan, even a bigger chiddush. Even she did a Bedika, he was Teveli Nasei, and then she went and did a Bedika. Still, we don't rely on the Bedika, because the Chashash is just a small amount of Dam. Umatza Taira Shema Machmas Chimud Rasa Tipis Dam Kechardel V'Loi Hirgishavai. Maybe she saw a little dam and she wasn't margish. So the first part of the Sith is the fact that V'Chayshish V'Dam. Now before we go further, let's look at Taz Aleph, who explains Kozor Rava Magid Perik Tezdel Chesisurei Biya Zui Midrabana. We're talking here about a Chashash that's a derabana. They mechmiru because they rezais. Uminatayra muteres gemura. Shehari afilu rasa b'lay argasha. Minatayra ein tamei. Koshkein zu. Shloim atz afilu kesen. Minatayra without a argasha, we know that a woman is not tamei nida. So if she's not tamei without a argasha. Certainly dam chimud. We're talking that she didn't have a argasha. So certainly it's only a derabana. Now listen, there's a shtikal agadata here in the Taz. The Taz says, "B'zen ichli hadis a perakam d'seita gabei Tamar." We have coming up in Parshis Vayeshev with Yehuda and Tamar. So what happened? Yehuda meets Tamar b'Pesach Einayim, and he doesn't wait a week for Shiva Nikiyim, right? The beer was right away. So says the Taz is bothered by Tamar. Why wasn't there an obligation to wait 7 days? He says, "Gabe Tamar v'teisha pesach einayim, shnos einayim lidevareha." She put some wisdom to her word. Shamra li Yehuda Torah ani menida. She said, "I was tovel already. I went to the mikvah," and she didn't wait a week. V'chemitzino berus shenitnas alamitasa shalbayas achar shetavla. It says in the pasuk that Nami told her to be tovel. V'kasha tzricha shavinakiyim achshin espaisa biyachad alisa zu. So what's going on? So why didn't Rus need shavinakiyim for dam chimud? Dam chimud, when he agreed to marry her to be bayalar, you should need shavinakiyim. See, here we're going to have a whole slew of terutzim. The first terutz of the Taz. Koitwa, we said earlier that it's a drabanan, it's good. There was no gezer yet in the time of Rus. So the Taz has what seems to be a zaitig akasha. When did the drabanan start? That's not really a zaitig akasha, because most drabanans started early. We have a Kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu Avi Gedar. Many of the Gedarim Derabbanan came yet from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if the Taz wants to say that the Rabbanan started later, he says, where did it start? From where did it begin? Ibehi Derava Damar Tavuli Nasi Min Espaisa Tzricha Leishev Shiva Nikiyim Rava Hu Shimsi Chumrasu Biyamav. Maybe this is Rava's Chumra. Kasha Mehi Deperka Chaylitz. Rav was much earlier. Ki ikli li darshish omar ma boy la mahavi itzel yuma. Rav came to Darshish, whatever reason there in the Gemara, he wanted to marry a woman for 1 day, and then he was going to move on. So, parchin on alay, the Gemara, yes, omar rabba, tabuli nasim in his paisa, tzvisa relationship in the kiyim. My parech, honeschach chumar zais bimei rabba. Rav was earlier. So it's really a kasha there. From there, it's mashma that Rava's gezeira was actually earlier gezeira. Nirali device is shagazru chachamim alaksamim. Tiyadiisa rei simukov tzadik. What's the gezeira of a kesem? A woman finds a kesem. So what's the gezeira? The gezeira is mina tayra without argasha. She's tar. They were guys that dam b'loy argasha is also tame. But itiru b'shir shalay argisha nasa dam gezeira nasa gam gezeira zayis vaymay olam asher argisha. So this is what he's saying is that this gezeirah of ksamim was the same gezeirah. The gezeirah was made for both of them. So what? I don't know. There's a very interesting, if you want. In the Yitziv's Hagdama to the Shiltis, calls it the Hamik Shelas. This is the Pirush of the Shiltis. At the beginning is Kidmas HaEmek. He writes, based on a Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu made most of the Gezeiras, but not B'Tokif Gezeira. He made it as a sort of a Minig Yisrael. The Rambam says that Gezeira D'Rabbanan is only Chal. If the Gemara says it has to be Rav Tzibi Chayil Lamed by, so he writes that there was a test run under the Rabbanans. There was a test run, and if the Rav Tzibi was Chayil Lamed by, then it stuck. So he writes such an idea that because he brings the Ramban and Chumash, the Ramban says, don't think the Gezeira, keeping your Mecca Chumemke, your business open, was much later. There's no Tzura to Shabbos, if all the businesses are open. And the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu started it. And whatever the Gezeira was, we learn out of a pasuk in Yeshaya, because it was made as an institutionalized takana later. So I don't know exactly where the Taz gets when the Gezeira was made, but apparently his teretz bothers him. His teretz, that in the time of Rus and Tamar, that was earlier, but in the time of Rus, the Gezeira wasn't yet made. Apparently he's not happy with it, and we'll see in a minute he gives a second teretz. That's a problem. It's a problem because the apiv the pshat. If you learn the psukim of pasha pshat, there was no beer that night. The beer was the next day, which causes something of an issue. The amidrashim that say that he was boil that night, but it's not. It doesn't seem that way from the psukim with Rashi. Now, there was no. Oh, very good. Okay, we'll talk about that as well. 1 second. Okay, so we have so far one teretz that it was a drabbanan. Now, it's not a satisfying teretz. I remember Rav Palm speaking out, Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov says, "Amalech ha'goyisi mekorei yavarch na'arim, yukar bem shmi b'shem avaisi Avram v'yitzchak." So the kasha is that it's also, there's an iser kibarav ha'em to call your father by his name. So how could Yaakov say, Avram v'yitzchak, call his father by his name? So the Tiferes Yisrael and Kedushin is the Kasha. If I recall correctly, he answers that it's a Drabbanan. Calling a name is a Drabbanan in Kibbut Aveim, in Yiras Aveim, it's not a Deraisa. So Rapam would say, let it be a Drabbanan. But if it made sense to the Drabbanan, it should have made sense to Yaakov Avinu too, that not to do it. So he wasn't happy with the Teretz, because talking about Gedalei Olam, so Rabbanan made an institution, a chashash of Dam Chimud. But Bayez and Yehuda weren't chashash of Dam Chimud on their own. It's not such a satisfying teretz. So we move on to teretz number two. Va'oid nire, l'taretz, l'gabi tomav harus, loya yechashash shem etirah machmas chimud, demiyach in the spicy Yehuda u'bayez, loya yoz hoya imam bebita, hava l'kibisho shepas besala, y'meshein kibishar kala. So he's saying here a chiddush that the chashash dam chimud is not if it happens right away. If it goes straight into it, then there's no chashash dam chimud. So b'meila there it was right away, so there's no chashash dam chimud. That's the Taz's teretz. Also, the Chazdas calls it a daichik gadol because if there's dam chimud, there's dam chimud. Like, why does it matter if it takes 10 minutes or it takes 10 days?
Why does not a stress hash on the first Yehuda statue is a line, right?
Yeah. Zayna each time. But it's always miyad, so this teretz will be good. This teretz is good, it'll be miyad. Well, you're asking kashas on Zainas? You're asking kashas on...
Why did you answer this
in second marriage?
The second marriage is different
from
the first marriage. All the
skimwood
is by first time marriage.
The place skim don't say that. You're saying Chishla Allah. I'm saying Chish, you have to find a marker for that.
Now,
what? Oh, so that, the Chavis Das says. All right, here, it's really a fundamental clear. It's not a Yehuda V'tomer Shaila. Most of the Terutzim here are Agadita Inyanim, so to speak, and not Halach Inyanim. The Chavis Das clears, are we talking about Chimud Nisuin or Chimud Bia? What does it mean a woman gets excited and sees Dam? Is that the Taiva to be married, excitement to be married, or the Taiva for Tashmish? So the Chavis Das says a very strong Lashon that we're talking about Chimud Nisuin. It means three rayas. It says, first of all, the Lashon of Rava is Tavua Li Nasei. Is a lashon of nisuin. Secondly, he says, we find in Chazal the idea of tav lemesiv tandum lemesiv armalu, that a woman has a very strong desire to be married. I once saw the reason is when Hashem created Chava, the first minute she was created, she had a spouse. Created Chava, there was already an Adam around. So a woman has a strong need for that relationship. Adam, man, was created earlier. Men like their space. They don't mind being alone a little bit or a lot. Because Adam was created, he was all by himself. So he relaxed. He had plenty of time on his own. All right, so it's time to get married. But the woman was created immediately with somebody. So Tavla Mesiv Tandu, the Gemara says, a woman is happier married. So this is the second Raya. So again, one Raya is Tavuli Nasi Dalashim. The idea of Tavla Mesiv Tandu. The third Raya, he says, if it's Kimud Tashmish, so then all her life, why don't we say, you know, she waits, the husband goes away for a month, he comes back, there's a chimud. We don't find chimud tashmish as a chashash. So he says it's only chimud of nisuin. So by Yehuda, it would answer the question, there was no tavuli nasi. By Rus and Boyaz, it's not such a satisfying
terrence. She wasn't sure it was going to be
Well, at the end, it was a tavuli nasi. Let me just finish. The Chavis Das then he says another teretz. The Chavis Das says that it says a bedika doesn't help by tavuli nasi because because it's a small amount of blood, you might miss it. So the Chavis Das, a moich dochuk works. If a woman puts in a moich dochuk, and then there's a tavuli nasi, and then I don't know for how long the excitement lasts, but and she takes out the mic later, and it's clean. He says that works. The Chavis Das passes that way, that it works. He says Rus and Tomer knew what was coming, so they used the mic dachuk, and therefore they were able to catch the dam. So in theory, at least, if somebody wants to propose to a woman and then get married within the week, for whatever reason, before he proposes, he should ask her to please put a maich dachuk. And after the maich, then he can propose to her and be sure that they don't have a problem. So... All right, so Rav Moshe is asking... So every woman, when she gets married, is a chimud. So the Lechem Misimla, the Kid Shulchan Aruch here explains that the nature of a human being is to get excited when something is suddenly new. When something is suddenly new, he gets a sudden excitement. Once it's already old news, it doesn't excite as much. So it's a Dover Pisaimi. He proposes. Once upon a time, used to be pisaimi. Today, the boys have no guts. Until the shatman says she's going to say yes, but they don't propose. You ever heard such a thing? If I would have waited, I would never marry my wife. Because the night before, she told the shatman, no way, you know, she's not ready. And when I propose, you know, God put a mishigas in her mind, you know, eat them shayt, eat them chayim. You know, so she said yes. So, so today, there's no dover pisaimi anymore because, you know.
Therefore, the blood sugars down physiologically.
Could be. At any rate, what?
Why should he shiv in the kingdom, though?
We're going to discuss it. 1 second. Good. So why don't we have Rus? We have four possible terutzim. Terutz number one is that it's before the drabanan. Terutz number two, miyad is mutter. Those are the two in the Taz. And then the two things that the Chavis does, either only tivoli nasei, which answers one case, or a maistach. The most controversial. I suppose his agreement, the yes wasn't a shock. Yeah, but she didn't know what he would say. Yes, he's saying maybe the chashash is only the other way, but she's surprised by it. Okay. Yeah, the Taz affairs like that. Anyway, there's a fifth teretz. No, she knew she saw him in Oshayla. So therefore what? Right. Rasa means she saw that expression. Doesn't mean she saw it. Alright, there's a fifth teretz that's not for publication. The fifth teretz is teretz Hashlamim. How he could say it, I don't know. And you look at the words, you figure out if that's what he's saying. Whoever listens on tape should know it's not for publication. But the fifth teretz is the following.
It's here.
So, yeah, it's here, it's on the page. Now, we'll look at the lashon inside. Tell me if this is what he's saying. Chazal say that every month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the couple, that they need 7 days of separation, so that the marriage should be something that's a renewed excitement. They shiragel v'katzbach, as I use the expression, she's always mutter to him, there's no excitement in the marriage. So memela, you need 7 days. So the Teres HaShlamim seems to be saying that din Torah, that you need 7 days, they shiragel v'katzbach, is only for a married woman. If she's a single woman, she's not married. So when she sees Dam, what does she need 7 days for? There's no rug over Katzba. Since there's no rug over Katzba, they were single, Tamar and Rus. So Memela, they didn't need Shivinikian. You ever heard such a thing? Like a Tamar decry. I think that's what he's saying. If you look on the second side of the page, Hainul, from the beginning to the top line of Tashram, Fisha'ashav Kazava Gadel Shivinu Chachamim. With Rabbanah nowadays, every woman is like a Zava Gedolah. Al Kainei Chiluk Bei Penuv in the Suah Latzah Zayin Akiyim. Therefore nowadays, there's no difference. You always need Zayin Akiyim. Mashiach came with Din Torah. Mashiach came before that. Ein Lahatzuch Zayin Akiyim Bei Penuya. Rak Bei Nesuah. Mnei Shirogel V'Katz Bat Tzvich Hamtana Zayin. So the whole Din Dairaisa that Anita needs 7 days for her husband is only Mnei Shirogel V'Katz Bat. A pelodic thing to say that the Uraisa, the Penuya, sees them. She sees them, she starts meeting, go to the mikvah, and she's wanted to get married. It's a double pella to say such a thing. It also doesn't fit that well. According to this, what was the story? Yehuda said to Tamar, okay. So she said, give me a minute. She ran off to the mikvah, and then she came back. That's what he seems to be saying. She doesn't need Shivinikiyim. So she went to the mikvah right away, and miyad, she went, and she came back to Yehuda. So everything could be, but it's just a very very strange sort of attempt. He's saying for her husband, for tumah de adinei tumah. For a husband, why do you need 7 days? Shleya rogel v'katzba. He's saying that's only in the Suah. A penuya for a husband doesn't need 7 days. Doesn't need... Yeah, regular need that needs 7 days. He's saying you don't even need those 7 days. No, because the Torah, the din Torah of 7 days for a nida, for a husband, is Neshiragel v'katzpa. Forget about Nikiyim. 7 days, Neshiragel v'katzpa. So he's saying that doesn't apply by a penuya. I'm not talking about the drops, I'm talking about the deraisa now. Right, anyway, that's the Teres HaShlamim. Let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. If I could trouble you to turn back. Okay, we learned the first three lines, which tell us that there's a concept of Dav Chimud. Now, on the bottom line on the first side, Umayna, it says now what she has to do. Umayna Zayin mi macharas yayim tviya. Now, it's already one kula. Normally, you need 5 and 7. Umayna Zayin mi macharas yayim tviya. Kula number one is she doesn't need 5. She goes straight to Shiva Nikim. Kula number two, the Eilat Tzricha Hefsik Tahara. She doesn't need Hefsik Tahara to start the Shiva Nikim. You have to understand why. Shafal Pishloi Batka B'yayimat Fiya LaHafsik B'tahara, even though she didn't do a Hefsik Tahara that day, Mayna M'yayim HaMachra Zayin Nikim U'miyut Tzricha B'dika Tah Zayin. But the 7th day she has to do B'dikas Koyayim Lechat Chila. She has to do a B'dika like every person who's counting 7 days. Miyu B'diyevet Sagi, a third kula. That one bedika in 7 days is enough. We pass in at least 2 in the 7 days. And here, only one bedika in the 7 days. So we have to have 3 kulas. One, she doesn't need 5 before the 7. 2, she doesn't need a hefsek tahara. And 3, in the 7 days, bedieved, it's enough if she did one bedika. Yeah, we're going to discuss that in the Shach in a minute. Now, first, let's go through the 3. The first one is, you don't need 5 days before the 7. Now, the truth is, that's halacha l'maisa, that you don't need 5 days, why not? What's the reason for the 5 days before the 7? Because of peleta shechva zera. The reason you need 5 days before the 7 is because of achshash, if she had bia. The halach is if she's peleta shechvazera, the shechvazera from the bia comes out of her body, it doesn't make her a nida, but the day doesn't count as a yom nitnaki, as a yom tahar, same as a kasuv. A peleta shechvazera can't count as one of the shiva nikiyim, and therefore we're machmir on the 72 hours after, which encompasses 4 days because of ben hashmashes. We're machmir on 5th day to count 5 and 7. A woman who is not yet, who's still a b'sula, a woman who's not yet married, didn't have bia. So for her, there's no real need for the 5 days. So erasing the 5 is easy. Not having a hefsek tahara, that's more complicated. Why do we normally have a hefsek tahara? What? Because she's not a peleta shechva zera. She doesn't need any days. She just needs shiva nikiyim.
A woman, doesn't she have to count 7 days? She's assumed to be a nida for 7 days.
And then she could go to Mikvah. Right. Fine. But you don't need the 5 before the Shiva Nikiyim. The only reason to have, why would you need 5 before Shiva Nikiyim? Athene nida, she bleeds, she's clean. She has 7 clean days. She's even if this blood was a Zava blood, because a prior blood, it doesn't matter. She has 7 clean days. She go to Mikvah. In a Torah, any woman who has 7 clean days go to mikvah. Just with chayshish for plitas shekvazera al takazera, but that doesn't apply by a besuma. So lemaisa, the 5, that's easy. Why she doesn't need a hefsek tahara, that's difficult, because a hefsek tahara is to give her a chazaka misulekas damin, to make her becheskas misulekas damin. So the Rosh and the Ramban give 2 different reasons. The Rosh's reason is quoted here in the Taz Beis. The Taz says that the reason that she doesn't need 5 days is because Hatam Sheinimul Sekas Hatam Sheinimul Sekas Bidam the Halav Loi Vaday Rasa. She didn't see for sure. She's not Becheskas Mayana Pasuach. The Rosh's lashon is, we don't know for sure that Hamayim was open. So therefore, she doesn't need to change a chazaka. What's fair? Manashah. If she didn't see Dam, so lovely call it Tzara Azayis. I'm only doing it because of a chashash that she did see Dam. So because she saw Dam, So we should, that's Mayana Pesuach. That should be Mayana Pesuach. So there's a Ran in Shavuos, the second parak of Shavuos, Daf Chaf, B'Shem the Ramban, who says a different Lashon. And at least some of the Akrayim understand that the Ran and the Ramban have to work together. The Ramban say that the reason is because Dam Chimur is only Ma'at Dam. Dam Chimur is a small amount of blood. It's not that a woman gets a period because of Dam Chimur. The nature of the Dam Chimur is that it's a small amount of Dam. So a small amount of Dam is, there's no Mayan of Pesuach. There's no idea that Hamayan is open. And Memela, you don't need a chazaka. Maybe she had a period. So having a period, maybe Yotza Damnida Im Dam Chimud. So Damnida Im Dam Chimud. So we don't know that it happened. So we don't need a chazaka. Grab Beis seems to say that. If you look in Grab Beis, Ein Tzarech Hefsik, Deloy Huzika Mayana Pesuach, which is the language of the Rosh. He says, she's not Mayana Pesuach. She has no flow. Well, only Chayshish, that maybe it was Mayana Pesuach, and therefore we're being Meikel. So, Ramosha Nigris Moshe has a tshuva on this, in Chela Gimel, of Yaradeya Tshuva Nun Hei, and he explains the Rosh with the Ramban, and uses them together, which is here, which is this idea. Ramosha, that tshuva, it's a long tshuva with many anafim, and he suggests a kula, extraordinary kula, and he brings rayas and lumdis to the following kula. Now don't go jump to do the kula. I'll tell you what he says lamaisa. So if you walk out before I finish, you'll get the tape. But he suggests barichus, a mind-boggling kula. Listen to this. He says there was a woman who was counting Shiva Nikim, a regular woman, no dam chibud. A regular Isha had a regular period, and she counts Shiva Nikim. She's a regular woman. She usually, 5-6 days, Shiva Nikim, she goes to the mikvah. This month, in the middle of Shiva Nikim, Badika had some dam on it. She went to the Rav, and the Rav said it's no good. So what does she have to do? She has to start the Shiva Nikim all over again. So she's starting the Shiva Nikim again. We tell her to do a Hefsek Tara. She's starting Shiva Nikim. Let's say she did a Hefsek Tara Matzah Shabbos. She counts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, a Badika's no good. We tell her Tuesday night, do a Hefsek Tara, count again. What happens if she forgot the Hefsek Tara Tuesday night? She forgot, she didn't do a Hefsek Tara. Is that Tuesday afternoon before the night? So is that Hefsek Tara Ma'akiv? For the counting, the starting a new Shiva Nikim. Now we all learned that, of course, it's back. Before Shiva Nikim, you need to have Sitara. That's the Mikum Tzadik Vav. Sakhtrav Maisha. 1 minute. What is this, this Gra, the Ramban, what's he saying? He's saying that when a woman only sees a Tipas Dam Kechardol, you don't need a Hef Sitara. A small amount of Dam doesn't make her Becheskes Mayana Pesuach. It doesn't give her a Chazaka. That she's Mayana Pesuach. So Rav Moshe, with an arich, was more than just the words of the Ramban. He goes to the Rosh and the Ramban and tries to show they have to work together. But he basically says that in Svara, we can be Mekel. In Chatzila, she should do Hefsek Tara, but at least B'di'eved, we could be Mekel. So Rav Moshe has these five anafim to show in Lamdis, based on Rishayim, Kedarka, and Paiskim, to be Mekel. But then, at the end, he writes, because we have a shtickle pilpul, I'm not going to pass in mahalacha such a chiddush gadol. However, he says, this woman who brought dam by her third day bedika, he said that dam was not clearly dam nida. The amaris of dam that we're machmir kisein onu bikiyim. When a rav looks at the dam, if it's red dam, then the bright red dam, then we're machmir. But there are certain colors of dam that we're machmir because ein anu bikiyim. So Rav Moshe is mekel lemaisa in a case where he was machmir on the dam because of a chumra of ein anu bikiyim. So with the tziruf, that it's not certain that the bedikas yam gimel was no good, plus the fact that that we have this Svara, this Ramban, that if it's a tipis daf kechardol, it doesn't make Rabbeyana pesuach. How much time did she have? A drop on a petika cloth? So with that, Ramosha is mekel, a b'di'eved, without the hefsetara, that a person could be mekel. So that's an extraordinary chiddush. It would be negeya sometimes, a kala before the wedding, which is a tzara gadol. And she gets a tipas dam, and we're not sure if it's from the psulim or not. And if she would forget to make a sitara, it needs Adam gadol to pass it. But it's a makar for you need one b'dikin the shivanikiyim. That's one b'dikin the shivanikiyim. But the fact she forgot to have sitara at the beginning of the shivanikiyim, so vishasabchak, Rabbi Shah has this. What? Yeah, if it's a more substantial amount of blood, the Dailon who wants to say what they said, if it's not Kachar,
we're not Bikim in the Maris of that, but we're Bikim, which ones are Bikim and not?
Well, there's a certain amount of Bikis always. It's the same thing with everything, that we check lungs after Shechita. So we're Machmer in a lot of lungs because they don't know Bikim in the Bidika of Sirchis. But there are things that are kosher, there are some that we say are out of the range of Einonu B'kiyim. Some people are so ignorant that they're Einonu B'kiyim in a greater amount. There's a certain amount that was Saimach that we have a certain amount of B'kiyas. Alright? If she had never done it because she was never went to the mikveh. Alright, so we're going to see that in the Teres HaShlamim after we see the Shah. Okay, now we're holding now. As I said, three coolers. Again, cooler number one, you don't need five, that's easy. Cooler number two, no hefsek tara, that's the chiddush of this Rosh and Ramban. The third cooler, the cooler that you don't need even b'di'eva, more than one b'dika in 7 days. So Sidur Tara explains, it's a tziruf. In kuf tzadik vav, it's a machlaikis. If b'di'eva one in 7 days is good, or you need a b'di'eva, you need at least 2 days of 7 days. So since the Rosh holds one in 7 days is enough, so there we're not Saimach on him. But here with a tziruf of the fact that the whole Dam Chimud is only a Chumrat Rabbanan, so there with Saimach on the Rosh. Those are the three coolers. Now Shach Aleph brings a Marshal. When you hear the Marshal in Yeridaya, you know it's a Chumrah. Okay, Marshal is the Kanoi, especially in Yeridaya. And let's see what the Shach says. Shach Aleph, Eitzarach Hefsik, Inna Nogu Lahafsik Betara, Afla Besula, Ubaikin Kolshev Nakiyim, Kekosar Mashal, Mevia Prisha Vahabach. So he says, nowadays the minig is to be makbid on a Hefsik Tara, Kosamir Bidi Ever, Philoi Batal, Pamachatai Zayin, Sagi Upashiru, the Kul of 1 and 7 that we stick with. So the Shach says, the minig today is to be makbid on a hefsek tara. So now the kasha is, in case your question, that what do you mean today? Today the minig is? What do you mean today the minig is? You have a woman who's going to get married. Besulis don't go to the mikveh nowadays. Once upon a time, there was tum and tahara, and a girl, a 12-year-old girl, got a period. We taught her, you count 7 days, you go to the mikveh, because tum and tahara was nayig. So now you have a shayla, what about Dam Chimud? She's really tar. She went to the mikveh anyway. And now, what about Dam Chimud? You have to be chayshah, she became tamei. So we have a parasha. The Tos HaShlomim is on the shach. What's in the nagu? Nowadays, nobody goes to the mikveh till before the chasna. So till someone proposes, she's not going to the mikveh anyhow. So someone proposes to her, so now she goes to the mikveh. So of course we're machmer to have efsek tara. She's a nida d'oraisa. She saw blood for the last 6-7 years. She's been seeing dam. She's a full-fledged nida. Nida's a nida. She stops bleeding until she goes to the mikveh. So what's her idna nagu? Lahakpan on hefsek tara. The whole idna nagu doesn't seem to make sense. That doesn't make sense at all. What's her idna nagu?
What's
the Shlom Gimel. So he says that we should do like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. That if it's only Dam Chimud, you don't need Hefsek Tara. It's a very stark akasha. The Sidur Tara says to be Samech on this, although it barely comes up, because L'maisa, we always need Hefsek Tara. He says the Lashon of the Sidur Tara is, B'zman HaZeh, if a woman goes to the mikveh And then there's Tavuli Nasei. And then you can be Mekel without a Hefsek Tara. We will get to next week's Siv Gimel, the Shaila of Dacho and the Suin. Shaila, if a wedding is pushed off, we're going to learn that you need Yechoshi Shadam Chimud when you set a new wedding date. And we're going to get to that. That's when this is all going to be Nageya and Halacha Lamais.
No,
it's a Shtaka Kasha the Marshal. I don't know. And anyway, this is the Sif Aleph. So Sif Aleph are the rules of Dam Chimud as they apply. And now, just before we go to Sif Beis, I mentioned to you the Chavos Das says we're talking about Chimud Nesuin and not Chimud Tashmish. There are a couple of Nafkaminis that I'd like to mention. Nafkaminis. First of all, one Nafkamina. You have a couple that were Mizana. Yeah, Mizana. Let's say you have a couple that they come, they want to have an Orthodox. They're a Chasana. And we tell them to go to the mikveh. So what's the din? They're Mizana all along. And now, he says, let's get married. Are we Chayshish Adam Chimud? It will be Chimud Tashmish. So that's old news, you know, there's no Chimud Tashmish. So the Chavos Das, it's Chimud Nesuin. And because it's Chimud Nesuin, it comes out this Chumrah. Comes out this Chumrah. What about the Shaila now about a Ger and a Geiris? They've been married, living together many years as Gayim. And now they're coming to be Megayer. They're coming to be Megayer. Now in a normal case, we need 91 days anyway for Havchana, to know. But there are cases where you don't need 91 days. Let's say she's pregnant. And she's titled, she's pregnant, and there's no question that the pregnancy was Shalai Biktusha. So is there Dam Chimud in such a case? Now it will be Chimud Bias, nothing. What about, according to the Chavos Das, and Ramosh and the Tshuva and the Amazon, the Iker of the Chavos Das, Chimud Nesuin. So what about by a Ger and a Geiris? Do they need now to wait 7 days? She's not seeing Dam, she's pregnant anyway. She went to the mikveh to be Megayer, and now they set a wedding date. Does she need 7 days? So Ramosh brings from the Night of Yehuda in his Hagos, in Dogam Ravava, in Yerodeh Simirei Samachtes, that you do not need there's no chashash dam chimud. L'chayr it's a raya that it's chimud bia. It's chimud bia, so that you don't need. So Ramosha holds that it's not a kasha the Chavos Das. That even chimud nesuin has to be you're excited you're getting married. The ger and the geiris, they were not halachically married, but they were living as husband and wife anyway. So there's no chimud nesuin. So Ramosha says in Afkamina for his shayla. He had a shayla with a shchiv meira, a man that was ill, that gave a get to his wife, she shouldn't need yibum or chalitza. He had a shayla, somebody was dying, and there was a couple in a situation where she would need chalitza. There were a lot of agunis in times past where it was hard to get the man was behind the iron curtain, it was hard to do a yibum or chalitza. He gave her a get because he was afraid that he'll die and she'll become an aguna. And Baruch Hashem, he recovered. So now they need a chuppah, they need a chasna. So Ramesha Paskin, that they don't need Shiva Nikiyim. There's no chashash dam chimud. There's no chashash dam chimud. Why? Based on this Dogam Ravavim. Even though it's chimud nesuin. And now they're getting married. But he says, what does Dogam Ravavim say? That it has to be a new marriage experience for it to be excited about it. Once you've done it, you know there's nothing to get so excited about. You know, it's life, you know. So they were married together. So Ramosha Deir Paskins that based on the Dogam Ravava that there's no chashash dam chimud in such a case. Yeah. Then have Mr. and Mrs.
Yes.
So why not only Gary Gairis, Jews from birth? What? I think in the Pesach Tshuva,
the first way you're looking at the time. I'd like to look at Sif Beis. Which one's a bigger gentleman? What?
What happens today if a couple comes into Cincinnati, Ohio, to an Orthodox rabbi, and they say they want to get married? Do they make them take the shiv and the kiyum?
Yeah, anyway, you make take shiv and the kiyum because that's neither. She's a neither anyway. You make a wait, Shiv and the kiyum, sure. Yeah. Don't make fun of Boston.
If Friday and Eve are living together, this man and wife,
yes,
that's not considered nisuin for certain purposes.
It's nisuin. It's not a chibud nisuin. That's what. That's the idea. If they're living as a wife, there's no chibud nisuin. It's like excitement of nisuin. It's already, you know, like the Kitzur said, it's excitement when it's new.
Right.
When it's old, you know, after the first 35 years, it gets you get used to it. Siv Beis. Now, Rambam's Siv Beis is very negeya. So let's focus. What?
What
but I'm talking about the marriage.
So maybe something of very, very significant spiritual experience.
Not every spiritual experience causes Dab Chimud. Maybe. We only ain't learn all the Divrei Chazal. We're chayshish for what they were chayshish for. Siv Beis, Shivas Yom Alanu, Mainin Aysa, Mishash, Yisai Mechaz Daita. These 7 days we count for when she's Simach Das, even though she's not married, Smichas Das. Interesting in Pesachei Tshuva Aleph, he brings the Chamudei Daniel, that until you write the Tanoim, you can't count the Chimud. She's not sure that they'll really get married until they do the Tanoim. As you know, in the 20th century, we don't do the Tanoim until minutes before the wedding. So, first of all, it's a raya that our Tanoim are not Tanoim. Our Tanoim, Rabbi Yaakov never did Tanoim by a wedding. That's what I'm told by the Talmidim. Rabbi Yaakov refused to do a Tanoim by the wedding because it's ridiculous. What kind of Tanoim is it? And Rabbi Yaakov once, there was a maaser with a couple that didn't have children. And some hushy guy told them, that's because you didn't have to know him. Of course, you have children. The other 500 had, but you know, you didn't have. So Rabbi Yaakov was very upset. So he said, from now on, he'll tell them, you want to know him, go to Rav Pliny, he'll do to know him for you. What Rav Moshe did because of this, the to know him that was used is a lie. The whole shtar is a lie. It says that the father will provide Big Day Shabbos, and there are a bunch of conditions there that Nishka Shtag, Nishka Flag, and no one ever heard of it. So Rav Moshe wrote his Nusach of Tanoim. If you go to any yeshiva wedding where they read a Tanoim, it's a new Nusach. Basically, it says nothing. It says that Pliny and Plinus are engaged to be married. They agreed to get married in this and this day. And Titus and and bang, they're going to get married. That's what the Lashon of Rav Moshe's Tanoim is. I remember at a wedding, Rav Moshe taking a big pen, making an X on the Tanoim, turning the paper over and writing his nusach. Today, if you go to Williamsburg in a Sfarim store, they don't have it. The Chassidim still use the old shtar. And usually they do the Tanoim at earlier. And they talk and discuss conditions. But if we, in our circles, we use Ramesh's Tanoim. And what? The Yishuv Aseh Shav B'Shavah, he left it. Okay, not a good it does. Ramesha left Yishuv in the same Shava Bishava with the hope that the man will get 50% access to the money. I understand. Anyway, so Sif, the Machaber in Sif Aleph is he needs Smichas Das. The Ramah here is important. Yeshus Mecha Tfila Samach Labilas Mitzvah B'chamad Asher. The Kala is getting married. When should she go to the mikvah? Ramah says she should go as close to the wedding as possible. The minig was, I don't think today it's the custom, to go to the mikveh on the on Wednesday night, the simin bracha, like the Gemara says, leil da Tuesday night. Afa pi, no, that's not simin bracha, simin bracha would be Wednesday. Tuesday night is out the takon of chazal. Afa pi shleiti boil, kaidem etzai Shabbos. Even though the bia won't be as far as Mitzray Shabbos, which is 4 days. Aval eila harchikat fila min abila yaisem izeh. Vim loiti boil b'maisar Shabbos. Yesh lo livdek asem b'chol yoyim ad bilas mitzvah. We have this sometimes, and for one reason or another, a kala goes to the mikveh a week before the wedding. The halacha is that she has to do a bedika afterwards. Now this is a separate kashash dam chimud. The dam chimud for sudden dam bedikas don't help for. Here it's a kashash that the excitement of the wedding will bring it on. If she goes to the mikveh right before the wedding, so it's all one excitement. We're not chayshish. However, if she goes much earlier than from Wednesday to Matzai Shabbos, then you need a bedika in between. And a person has to make sure, you don't have to ask her that way. You can ask her if she went to kala class or this type of thing. And the shachdal, it says, Ashav loinogu to ask her, Shasayim chanam asha shushvin and regin loidea lachos nimit meya. The sign of that, he begin to be notified if she's tameya on that. So, Kapanim, this is a new cheshash chimud. Now, the Bach holds that she has to go to the mikveh the night before. If she goes more than one night before, you need bedikas. The minig is not like the Bach. The minig is only if it's more than the equivalent of from Wednesday to Matzah Shabbos. But at any rate, that's the that's sort of a second cheshash of Dan Chimud was this chashash that if it's longer to be chayshish. That's not something somehow that people are aware of. Usually it doesn't come up. The Kala usually goes within that number of days. But otherwise, not. Now here it's important to know that we're talking about Chimud Nesuin. If it would be Chimud Bia, we would have a Shaila. What happens if she goes to the mikvah Wednesday and Tuesday night and they get married Matzah Shabbos? What happens? He's not able to be boiled the first night for one reason or another. Takes another day or two. So it will be out tzchimud, tashmish, she would need bedikas. But since it's not out tzchimud, tashmish, it's out tzchimud, nesuin. So therefore, once she's married, so then the shashdam is because of tzchimud, nesuin. She's already out of the tavla mesav tandum, la mesav armalu, and memela, she's okay. All right, so these are the two cases of Dinei Chimud. The Pischei Tshuva in Aleph brings a number of cases. We have a few minutes. Let's just learn the Pischei Tshuva. Pischei Tshuva Aleph is sort of a collection of tshuvas on the topic. No. You know, it doesn't go on the calendar. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein biksami mishum vestais. That means, if a woman sees a kesem, out of the blue, so as women get older, they become very irregular, and somehow, in a little month, she has a kesem, that's tamei, she has to go to the mikveh. That does not go on the calendar. The calendar doesn't get marked by ksamim, only by a flow, by a hormonal cycle. So if there's some type of what they call the breakthrough bleeding, or any bleeding that's in middle of that's not part of a regular cycle, it doesn't go on the calendar. And who did dam chimud? Dam chimud is not part of a cycle. Therefore, it doesn't go on the calendar. Pischei tshuva aleph, ayin b'tshuva shar Ephraim, simin ayin hey, b'isha achish, reisiz kukul liyavam. V'loi rotza lach leisla ashin nisparsha imay. The husband didn't want to give a chalitza until he made a pshara. And I can only imagine what the pshara was. I imagine it was some type of financial deal, because if he marries her, she's entitled to do yibum. She's entitled to the first person's assets. So he says, "You don't want me to do yibum? Let's make a pshara." V'cholatzla ulamachras achar achalitza osas shidduch. In parentheses, he explains the shidduch was from before. Nireh shutasa. It certainly is. Kaidem achalitza osas shidduch. V'achar achalitza. She wants to get married. Does chalitza on Sunday? She wants to go to the chuppah on Monday. The right to the kaddish the chuppah by biyayin. The amra she suffered shiv nikiyim kaidem achalitza. She did shiv nikiyim already. The chayra she's okay. The chayra she tzricha shiv nikiyim mechadash. Why? Pshita b'mekayim shadagul liyabeim sheinamayil shiv nikiyim. in the communities, the Sephardic communities where they were naik to do yibum. So certainly, she's not soibich dash, she'll marry anyone else. She has safra ki viyavma amrina afilabal karka im kedek shavis keshis ish. Then she's still an ashes, like an ashes ish, till she gets chalitza. Vafilabal kishem yabin. Even by us Ashkenazim, we have a meaning that we never do yibum, rak chalitza. So that, she says, smichas das means she has to be confident or sure that she's getting married. He brings the chabud edidiyah. Because of the same chabud edidiyah ksav yad, the b'loi ksivas hatanoim, loi mahani shivadikiyam, it's our klim nois mechadosh. So what do we do with the chabud edidiyah? The chabud edidiyah says, if you didn't write to Noam, it's no good. What do you do when you do to Noam is manazeh? So I saw, I think in the Sidrei Tara, he says, that when do we say without Tanoim it's no good? If they didn't prepare a wedding, Lamaisa, we come to the chasna, everything's prepared. The Gemara has a chazaka, ain't adam terech besudo masida. We have a chazaka that if a man prepared a chasna, that he's not gonna. It's hard to get someone to back out. I mean, it happens loyaleinu. Sometimes there are rough seas where if it happened at the beginning of an engagement, they would break it. But you know, it's ain't adam besudo masida, the threshold of how much you're willing to endure gets raised.
He's not a tereach.
What?
She's the tereach.
Tereach.
He's not paying for it.
It's funny, in the time of Chazal, the men used to spend the money on the wedding. I have a feeling the chassan side today spends more money than the whole wedding was in those days. That's my suspicion. So, you mean you have to say it on tereach, you have to see the flowers there.
The musician.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is the sort of the comeback to the Chamud Daniel. He brings afterwards some cipher. It's important to mention some cipher just as a the some cipher holds dam chimud as chimud bia, not like the chavis das that is holds as chimud the suin. Some cipher shita is that it's chimud bia. Nevertheless, he has conscience because of it. He applies the tzarachian, but lemaisa I mentioned to you, Chris Meisha says they can like the chavis das. That we're talking about Chimud Nesuin. All right, next week in Yitzhak Shem, we'll go to Siv Gimel, which is the Shaila of Dachu HaNesuin.